the Real BS Show coming at you hot, muggy, wet. We'll see you after this song. Favorites.
Yes.
We used to play a long time ago.
Yeah. Good band.
Good yeah. Band. Did you see the lightning show last night?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Jeez.
It was nice heat lightning. I know some people are like, oh, it's aliens. No, it was not. It was just heat lightning.
Man, it didn't stop. It just gone on and on.
My son.
Then it rained at my place. I don't know about yours.
It rained a little bit, but most of the storm kind of went around Union City, oddly. But my son was leaving work, and he saw the light show happening all the way into the west, and it was over Cleveland. So that's how far away the lightning was striking. It was pretty far away over in Ohio.
It was amazing. That's all I know. It was scary.
I was watching the south of me on my back porch, and boy, I was enjoying it. It was, there's something beauty about lightning,
as long as it ain't too close.
Yeah. But yeah, we got some, last week we did stupid songs. This week.
Let's do smart songs?
Yeah, I think, a little bit more sophisticated.
It's hard to tell. Huh?
A lot of this might be progressive rock, but, prog rock is always fun. It makes you think more.
Rock is dead.
It might be. I think record companies are dead, but rock is still going strong, in my opinion, at least.
I don't know of any rock bands in the last 10 years that I can even remember?
There's quite a few. I pay attention
probably
to.
Probably is. I just, you know.
If you're not looking for it.
No, it grabs me.
If you're not looking for it, then it does fall to the wayside. I do listen to a lot of music because I still put music on the radio station. And so I'm always looking for new music. And it's actually a hobby of mine just every week.
Well, go to Walmart or McDonald's or any of those places and listen to the crap they're playing. It's just
they're playing nonsense. They're playing stuff from like 30 years ago, though. That's the key here.
I don't know what it is. Man, it's junk.
None of the music you're hearing at McDonald's or Walmart is new music. It's all stuff that's old. I can't think of a new song that they've played recently. It's either from the early 2000s or 90s they're playing, and that's the demographic they're going for. But
well, I always ask them, I say, can you turn that crap off?
Yeah,
I
right.
I want to eat. And they say, no, we can't. Well, Walmart said, well, just show up before 10 o'clock because we don't play any music
until
10. And then I said, well, that means I got to get up early. And
Yeah. It is nice. It's kind of a weird feeling when you're going through and there's no sound at all. I remember that. When I used to be a manager, they did that, and it was kind of weird. But then again, I also was back then. We had 24 hours, so you had third shift too, you know. But Christmas time was the worst time because they played the same 8 songs over and over again. And one of the songs I hate is "Have a Wonderful Christmas Time." And I say that because only 6 months are left until Christmas. You know, coming. So
you want to get everybody ready?
Yeah. Just preparing you. You get 6 months before Christmas comes.
All right. Well, let's play some crazy stuff that probably nobody's ever heard
of.
Yeah. And, or, I don't know. Just different.
Yeah.
You know, with more than 2 chords involved.
Yeah. A little bit more complexity.
Yeah, right.
They're using all the notes now.
And Bob Nye, hopefully I got rid of the reverb.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Well, the truth is, you didn't know, is we put Bill in the basement, and I was talking to him through a long coax cable.
We modernized.
Yeah, we modernized. We moved him out of the basement, so he's no longer in a barrel.
Okay, on with the music.
Thank you. calls to me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all in a sigh.
Well, there you go. This is the Real BS Show, and it looks like it's going to storm again out there.
Yeah,
it's getting hot and muggy, that's for sure.
Hot and muggy. We stepped outside and felt that heat wave hit us, and it kind of felt nice for a bit, you know? I'm less achy with this higher humidity and warmer temperatures, so that must be something going good. I have a bad back and bad knee, so.
You just stop chopping wood and you'll be all right.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's a, you know, Bill's the wood man here,
that's
you know?
An inside joke.
Yeah. Bill's the hard man, hardwood man.
I took yesterday off. I feel much better today.
He's like, I don't need a doctor. I haven't been chopping wood.
My back don't hurt it a bit today.
That's why you just need to hire a bunch of younger people to do your job.
Right. Good luck with that. Okay, let's play some more music. Let's what was this guy's name?
Al Stewart.
He was from
the UK.
I kind of liked his voice.
Yeah, he's a good singing voice. Blue Oyster Cult, another band that really was formative for me. They have a lot of good songs besides "Don't Fear the Reaper." It's a shock, but they just weren't played on the radio. There's a lot of songs out there that are not played on the radio. They're very good, and I will admit I put them on the radio. So a lot of these songs that we go through and work on, I put in on the radio, you know? So.
Okay, let's do it to it.
Across the Spanish border, the wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running. From Africa, the winds, they talk of changes coming. The torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the farms alight to spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Still, you never see the change from day to day. No one notices the customs slip away. Last night the rain was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room and in the lamp glow, I thought I saw down in the street the spirit of the century telling us that we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. It's just the patterns that remain, an empty shell. But there's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. Mm-hmm. boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
Oh,
Speaking of the wind,
what was it? Oh, Deep Purple,
yeah.
Child in Time.
That's a good song.
I forgot all about that.
They you know, when I heard the first time I heard Deep Purple, I was probably like 12, and I was just mesmerized by how they played. It was so different. It's hard to even say what they were influenced by, because they're so far out there. I think they changed rock more than most people realize. They like, everyone talks about Black Sabbath, and they did influence rock and roll and heavy rock a lot and metal, but Deep Purple is something underrated that people never hear anybody talk about, you know, because they're just that good. I just, you know, all the bands I listened to from the 90s and 2000s, you could tell they were influenced by Deep Purple. You know,
I could care less who influenced who.
It matters.
Either I liked it or I didn't.
Yeah, I know. Period. But it influenced the genre, is what I'm getting at.
Back then, I didn't know what a genre was. I still don't, probably.
No, because it's really just all rock, you know. I mean, there's a lot of bands I listened to that were definitely influenced by Deep Purple, and I opened a lot of doors for me musically, because, you know, when I was, you know, 12-year-old, who's listening to Deep Purple? Well, I was. I enjoyed it.
Well, that tells me a lot. I didn't mean that to be negative.
No, I know. Bill's sarcastic today.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, the weather changes.
Yeah, that weather can get you.
He's storming and lightning today. Really high winds. Yeah, I'm still not over that lightning storm. That was beautiful.
What a show.
I saw the lightning striking your area. That's what I saw.
It was something else.
Yeah.
Something else. Yeah. I mean, there was... My solar panels were working. It was so bright out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jumping up.
I can see the voltage going up on the batteries. Holy cow.
That's funny.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's play some...
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. Couldn't remember the color.
Flying lead close your eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dozed off. Was that Pink Floyd?
Yeah, it's Pink Floyd, yeah. Oh, okay. We went from purple to pink. I had to include the color bands together, you know? They're still going, too. You hear them? Jeez.
People go pay those $100 tickets. What the heck? Why not?
You go from Deep Purple to Pink Floyd.
Maybe it's more than that now. I don't know.
Some bands are doing $30 tickets, and some are doing $300 or more. I think Taylor Swift.
I want to go to a Rick Nelson concert.
Yeah.
Except for he's dead.
Yeah, well, you could, you know.
His airplane crashed.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. You know, Taylor Swift tickets are like way higher than that. You're looking at $1,000, I think.
Good for her.
Let me see here.
There's some idiots that are probably paying that much, too.
Yeah. She's sitting there. $3,000, $1,000, like roughly around there. It's $1,000 to $3,000.
Well, and Joe Biden was president too, so there you go.
Yeah, well,
it tells you a lot about our country.
And the thing is that the a lot of these artists will try to say that, oh, it's the venue that's charging that much, and that's not true. It's the artist and the venue. So don't let them fool you.
And the idiots that are giving them the money.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez.
If you look it up, there's a lot of artists that had to cancel their tours this year because they weren't getting the ticket sales.
That reminds me of those megachurch preachers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're Kenneth Copeland and them. They're so filthy rich. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because people gave them money.
And buying their books and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's not their fault. It's the idiots that are feeding them the money.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Unbelievable.
Yep. And you know, the thing is, it's going to continue going that way. But a lot of bands had to cancel their tour this year because low ticket sales. And it shows you people aren't willing to pay for all that. So you have to be kind of wise about it, you know. There's nothing wrong with seeing live music, you know. I like seeing live music, but I haven't been to a concert for a while because it's just, geez, I don't think it's worth it.
After all the concerts that I worked,
yeah,
I never paid to go to a concert.
Yeah,
never,
it's goofy.
Ever.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it.
You could also watch it on YouTube, to be honest, you know. I don't really like being around. It's not about being around a lot of people, but boy, being around a lot of people, like, that's kind of like. I went to see The Temptations. That's the last concert I went to. They came to Erie.
Yeah. What was left of the Temptations?
Yeah, exactly. One guy. One guy. And he was still singing. He was a high-pitched voice guy. I can't remember his name. Well, it was good.
You can't tell them apart. So.
No. It was good. They were good. I'll admit. You know, they kept it going, you know. I grew up on that kind of music, you know, the Motown stuff. So, we got some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Now, you had something.
Well, that's King Crimson. Leftovers, I mean, that just rejects from King Crimson. Well, not rejects, yeah. I mean, just but they're good.
Yeah. I wouldn't
buy a ticket to go see them. But,
yeah.
But,
it's one of those things where it's like, you know, King Crimson is one of my top bands, and it's not for everybody. We couldn't put their songs on there because some of them were like 16 minutes long. And nowadays, music is like 3 minutes long, is a long song.
That's how it started, and that's how it's ending.
Yeah. It's no joke. Some of the songs my son listens to, and it's like, they're like, what? 16 minutes? And I'm like, yeah, this song's 16 minutes. You have to sit here and listen to the whole thing. You know?
Yeah, fast forward.
You know, fast forwarding on this. We're playing the whole baby. It's a trip to Erie. One song.
So anyways, it's... Pink Floyd. I mean, that's quite an experience. I mean, I don't know how long the songs are. Yeah. Some of them are super long, but you don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, it just keeps evolving from one thing to another. And
they're good at that.
But they got a lot of really big-time production.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The sound engineer. Guys.
They revolutionized a lot of rock, in my opinion. The way they took synthesizers is completely unique. So.
Okay, well, let's listen to King Crimson, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a
lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The Real BS Show on a rainy, stormy coming up. There's a big storm coming up,
I think. Yeah, we're going to be leaving here, and it'll be getting rained on.
Pouring down rain.
Yeah, it'll be watering the plants out there for us, you know. The old saying, corn should be knee-high by 4th of July. It don't look good so far.
You know? Oh, it'll make it.
It's, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those shots of lightning, that'll make them jump right up.
Nitrogen.
Yeah, whatever that stuff is.
So, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, there's something amazing about fresh corn. When you buy great corn on the cob, you know, and you have to husk it.
They make the best in the country is right here.
Yeah, I agree.
It's no doubt. That Alabama sweet corn is terrible.
Yeah. Just awful. Yeah. I growing up, the family on both sides always grew a little bit of sweet corn along with the field corn. But so we grew up with a lot of corn husking, you know, in our family. So I think, you know, talking about fresh corn, Toto, they have some other songs besides the ones you know. And I thought, why not include one of their songs, you know, that nobody ever talks about too much. You got Caught in the Balance, you know. That's a song about
that's it. That's the name of the song?
Yeah, Caught in the Balance. They have a lot of good songs,
too. What does that got to do with corn?
Well, because it's a balance of sweet corn or not, you know. You got to be careful. You don't want to eat.
I guess that flew right over my head.
It was a horrible segue, okay? Yeah. But
keep an eye on you,
yeah,
Seth.
I know. You Bill's the biggest critic here. But everyone knows Toto Africa. They know that song. It's a good song, but it's overplayed. And so why not include something that they do that showcases them kind of like really good?
Well, they're just good musicians. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. But, you know, sadly, it's like nobody knows other songs. And it's like, why not let them know, you know?
Well, that's our job.
Yeah. So.
Good thing we come along, huh?
Yeah. That sounds corny.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, whatever you said, uncorn it.
Yeah, uncorn it. No, cob it up. We'll be right back. the Real BS Show.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's time to go.
Yeah, we have to lock up and clean up and head out, you know?
Before the storm gets here.
Yeah, we got it. We're kind of, you know, sissies in that regard. We don't get rained on. You know, when I was in the Army, we used to get rained on all the time. You know, that one song, It's Raining Men, you know, it's kind of, you know, our thing. But
well, let's say goodbye to everybody. Bob Nye, the science guy. He listens to us. Yeah. Fairly religious.
Yeah.
Who's somebody other? Rob? Yeah. Rob Popotny or whatever his name. I don't know his last name.
We got people in.
Who's Nancy? Nancy Taylor over there in North Philadelphia.
Yeah, we got also people in Europe. We got a few people in China that we're listening to. I saw that.
Beijing. Oh, yeah. What's that place down by the river there? Where the post office.
Kiev.
That's Ukraine.
Right? Yeah, that was kind of weird. That was an embassy there.
I don't know who's listening to us, but that's the server they're using.
Yeah, something's going on. You know, we got someone in Poland,
Los
too.
Los Angeles and Seattle.
Yeah. The Poland stuff was weird, too. I saw that recently in the logs. I do look at the logs once in a while because, you know, you never know. But, yeah, we get some interesting listeners. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, we got to say goodbye to everybody, and we'll see you next week because it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
It's time to go. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
That's right.
Oh, geez. One of these days it's going to be time to go, and we ain't coming back.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, hopefully that's a long time from now, but who knows, you know.
That sounds like a load of BS, you know. There's an older lady I know, she always says, quit that stinking thinking. Well, today, keep on that smart thinking, you know.
What was, I heard a joke, I can't remember it, so well, I was going to say it, I'll remember it for next week.
Yeah.
Stupid. I hear a lot of stupid jokes, but I just can't remember them.
There's a lot of stupid jokes out there. Some are so stupid, they're funny.
Right. It was. So.
We're leaving you off with some wishbone ash.
Yeah, this will either put you to sleep or whatever. Relax your soul.
Yeah, I find it relaxing, good music for the end, you know.
It's kind of old stuff, too. It's been around a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth, I guess we'll see you next week, and, you know, don't do anything you shouldn't.
No.
And stay healthy.
Yeah, same to you.
Okay. We'll be right back.
got to